This is WMRN, the Women's Movement Radio Network, at JeneAsenstrauss.com. You have entered the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network.
Let freedom ring on the board, freedom train. Let freedom ring. Are you free to master your mind? Free to move through space or time, free to give, free to take, free to make another mistake. Are you free to dispute, free to believe, free to give up, free to achieve, free to live, free to die, free to ask the question why, free to touch, free to taste, free to take another man's place. Are you free to give up your right, free to run, stand up and fight, free to know, free to guess, free to say no or say yes, free to change your mind, free to laugh or free to cry.
Freedom, born to be free, liberation, set your mind free. Freedom, born to be free.
Free to choose, free to win, free to lose, free to go, free to stay, free to say what you wanna say, free to walk, free to run, sit in the shade, sit in the sun, free to see what life's all about, free to whisper, free to shout, free to rent, free to own, marble countertops or stone, free to fly like a dove, to select none of the above. Free to hold on, free to let go, keep it in or let it show. Love, hate, cheat or play it straight.
Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, let your heart sing. Freedom, born to be free.
Lead the way, yes. Release, let go of all your anger, so you can see a brighter day, yes. Free like a remember what you're fighting for. Free to be weak or stay strong. Free to be right or be wrong. Free to do tempo or to hurry. Free to do it for love or for money. Free to listen to your inner voice. To remember you have a choice. Free to take a little advice. Free to maybe think twice. Free to be the one to have courage. Don't give up, don't be discouraged. Free to vote or care less. Free to be cursed or be blessed. Free to know the truth of it all. Free to answer to the call.
Freedom, born to be free. Liberation, set your soul free. Freedom, born to be free.
All
Good afternoon. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM, your worldwide higher power nation. This is Aja, life coach, founder of Conscious Living Omni Media Group and the Children's Wellness Network. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for stopping by. This afternoon, we celebrate the power of choice, freedom, liberation, free will, and everything in between. According to the Maya, today's declaration reads, I pulse in order to question, realizing fearlessness. I seal the output of intelligence with the solar tone of intention. I'm guided by the power of free will. Have you tuned in to your free will lately? Have you thought about your power of choice, the gift that each of us have as human beings to choose in any moment what it is we'd like to do, what path we'd like to take, what food we'd like to eat, what thoughts we'd like to think, which people we'd like to surround ourselves with, who we'd like to grow old with, who we'd like to be in partnership with, and how we want to treat each other, how we want to treat someone in the moment. In every moment, we have the power to choose which way to go. And oftentimes we are on automatic pilot and forget that it is within our power to do so. Oftentimes our challenges seem so outside of us and we are so powerless to decide how we're going to handle what's coming at us. And definitely things come at us sometimes. But there's also a moment to take a breath, to choose, to step back, to take a moment and really be present and recognize that you do have a choice in being drawn into an argument or being drawn into an agreement that you're really not sure you want to go into, or being drawn in to a relationship you're not sure you want to be in, being drawn into a crowd that maybe you're sure you're not in alignment with anymore. The season is over. And so all of the opportunities that we have to make a choice, we encourage you and challenge you and dare you to go there and make a choice, make a different choice, and see what happens. You already know what will happen if you go down the same path. So challenge yourself to a new opportunity and a new way to go and see what happens there. Once you make the choice, then you have the opportunity to see what new roads and new paths and new potential that may have be residing within you, lying dormant, or some opportunity that had never presented itself simply because you chose another direction. So that's what we're going to celebrate today, the power of freedom, free will, the power to choose, setting our intentions, being fearless and focused and following through on those intentions, and questioning all of the things that we need to question in order to move forward in the direction we're looking for. Stay with us. You're inside the Conscious Zone, and you're listening to The Conscious Cafe on WHPN, The Source FM. Who are you? Do you know? What is your deepest heart's desire? Living Dream Life Coaching offers you a way to illuminate the path, identity and life path empowerment tools for self-discovery, self-mastery, and success in this life. Mentoring partners for adults, teens, young adults, and more. Phone consultations, one-on-one consultations, or group workshops are available by visiting livingdream.info or by calling 404-272-7418. Choose from a variety of sessions, including Art of You, Building Your Inner Empire, Life Design and Strategies, and Life Coaching. Unleash your greatest potential at Living Dream. This is WMRN, the Women's Movement Radio Network, at JeneAsenstrauss.com.
Outrageous, you smile and can I say? Ooh, this is getting personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play. Girl, let's make this a moment. Oh,
giving you the best of me. Amazing.
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 Oh,
having you close to me. Amazing. Outrageous.
Oh.
Give your best to me.
Oh, oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's breakfast. Lost track of time, but we had a ball. Let's catch a movie.
A movie.
Then dinner. Tonight's the night. We'll just unwind and stay.
You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside The Conscious Zone on the Women's Movement Radio Network, WMRN. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. It's a beautiful Sunday, and we are exploring free will. What do you think about that? Well, I guess you have a choice. And we're exploring a lot of all of the integral pieces of that today. We'll hear from lots of different folks and their thoughts on free will. Also provide some excerpts from the Art of You series that I created a while back. And we'll be introducing the Art of You series, the Art of Youth series. We'll have workshops and also events around the Art of You. And I want you to stay tuned for more on that. It's about building your inner empire and understanding who you are and how you fit into the larger picture. Oftentimes, we design our lives around what is happening outside of us and what is outside, period, externally, and trying to fit ourselves into that. I believe there is the Art of You, which allows you to actually focus and create a little bit more of a space in the world that doesn't exist yet. It is, in essence, waiting for you to arrive, to enhance, to improve, to make better. For when you achieve your greatest potential, there is a default in the whole that you are now contributing to. And we cannot know all of the variables and all the possibilities of what is to be at all times. But I do know that when people are focused, they follow their passions, their talents, their gifts, and their intuition and their inner guidance system, there are so many beautiful and amazing things that come out of that, that overflow into the world and make them a better place. And of course, the opposite is true. Whether we're consciously or not consciously focusing on creating things, whether it's a conscious and deliberate intention, or it is a subconscious thing that is implanted in our mind or subconscious, it does get played out. And so we are encouraging folks to be more conscious about who they are and their wiring and their particular design. Lots of different tools that I've discovered along the way that can assist and support us in doing so as well. And so we'll touch on some of those today and throughout our future programs. This one is 9. Today is represented in many ancient systems by the number 9. And it represents greater cycles, according to the Maya. 9 is the ray of greater cycles, the foundation of self-opening to the 4 points of measure and cycle. It is the grand design, the unfolding order of the larger pattern. With 9, you are being offered the embrace of longed-for completion. Fulfill your pattern, your circle. Embody the mastery and wisdom you came to express. This ray asks you to be, rather than to try to be. Embody the wisdom of larger cycles. Become the one who shines the light for others. You are the humanitarian whose being unfolds the larger pattern of the new world. In the grand cycle of time, 9 is the number of completion and expansion. What is it that you are being asked to complete? Can you see the clues to this cycle of completion? As you expand, shed old patterns that do not support your growth. Receive completion's fulfillment. You are poised in an arc of a grand cycle of time. In this cycle, time and space fold, past and future emerge, and lifetimes meld in completion. Join in the fulfillment of the mastery of the triple triangle by offering your mastery to be woven into the larger loom of reality. back in a moment. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone, on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network.
MIT in the Linguistics and Philosophy Department. And today I'd like to talk about problem free will, or more precisely about a couple of problems surrounding free will, which I think tend to get muddled up together. Part of what I want to do today is to draw those two problems apart. So the first problem of free will is probably the one most people think about. And that is the idea that if all the laws of nature are deterministic, then if the initial conditions are fixed, everything that will happen thereafter is fixed by those conditions and by the laws of nature. And people have thought, understandably enough, that that puts a real problem on free will, because part of the intuitive idea of free will is that when I'm faced with some choice, some decision, I could choose one way and act that way, or I could choose the other way and act that way. And those two choices are free. But let me mention now the second problem, which I think gets tied up with this first one. So the first one is a metaphysical issue. It's about determinism. The second one is basically an epistemological issue. That is, it's an issue about what we can know. And this is actually an idea that goes back much further. It goes back certainly to the Stoics, and it's come up time and again in Christian thought. So this is the problem, really, of foreknowledge. That is, if things are determined in the way we talked about before, then if we know the initial conditions and we know the laws of nature, then it looks as though we'll be able to predict everything that happens. So Laplace phrased this very neatly, came up with this idea called Laplace's daemon, who's able to predict everything that you're going to do. So there you are thinking you're acting freely, and this little daemon knows what you're going to do. You can make the problem even worse. So suppose you could get a book in which all this was written down, a book of life, as it's sometimes called. You can open the book and you can look at your history and you can see everything you've done is catalogued perfectly. You flick through the pages, you get to today, you run your finger down the ledger, and you get to the entry which says, you are reading the book of life. That's the end of the page. And you think, if I turn over the page, I'm going to know exactly what I'm going to do. How can I hang on to any conception that I'm free if when I turn the page, I'm going to see everything that I'm going to do? This second problem, I think, is in many ways worse than the first. What I want to suggest is actually that the second idea doesn't follow from the first. And in order to illustrate that difference, I want to think about a very, very simple device and a very, very simple game. This is a challenge I offer to you. I have this device, and on the top of the device is a light bulb. And what I want you to do is to predict whether or not that light bulb will be on or off at exactly noon today. And I'm going to make it rather easy for you. I'm going to give you a lot of resources to tell whether or not that light bulb is on or off. I'm going to tell you exactly what the configuration of the machine under the light bulb is. I'm going to tell you all about the circuitry, all about the power coming into it, so you'll know exactly how that works. And in fact, I'm going to tell you about anything else in the universe you might want to know. So I'll tell you all of the initial conditions, and I'm going to tell you all of the laws of nature. And if that's not good enough, I'm going to give you something else. I'm going to give you all the computing power you can ask for. And my challenge to you then is, using all of this, predict whether or not the light bulb will be on or off at noon today. Small catch, though. In fact, there are two small catches. First catch is this. You have to make your prediction before 12 o'clock. You have to make it at exactly 5 minutes to 12. Secondly, you have to make your prediction by putting on a light bulb of your own, which is quite close to my light bulb on my box. If you put that light bulb on, then that's an indicator that you believe the light bulb on the box will be on at noon. If you leave it off, that's an indicator that you believe the light bulb will be off on the box at noon. So that's the challenge. Sounds easy, right? You've got all that power, you've got all that knowledge, you should be able to predict whether the light bulb's going to be on or off. But now let me tell you what's in the box. Let me reveal some of the wiring. What's in the box is a little light sensor, and it's directed at your light bulb. So if your light bulb goes on, that sensor will sense that it's on, and that will trip a switch which will ensure that the light bulb on top of the box will be off. Conversely, if your light bulb is off, the sensor will sense that, and that will trip a switch which will ensure that at noon the light on the top of the box will be on. Now it doesn't seem so easy to win the competition. Because what this machine is a frustrator. It's designed to frustrate whatever prediction you make. It's designed to make it go false. But I think what we've got, I've given you all the initial knowledge, I've given you all of the resources to compute, and yet you still can't come up with an accurate prediction once you're in a world with a frustrator in it. Two things to say about this. First thing to say, it seems to me that many, many things, but particularly human beings, may well be frustrators. In fact, you might be a frustrator yourself. You might look at what's predicted for you to do when you turn that page in the Book of Life and you see what's predicted for you, and you might do the opposite because you want to show that you're no puppet of what's happening in the Book of Life. Secondly, of course, someone outside the system, if they have all the predictive abilities, they could predict what would happen. But of course, what they'd be predicting is just that you are going to lose the game when you are stuck inside the system. So what conclusion can we draw? Well, I think the conclusion to draw is that if we are creatures who are inside the system, which in some obvious sense we are, and if we or others around us are predictors, then we can't infer from the truth of determinism to the possibility of foreknowledge. That doesn't show, I think, that free will is home and dry, but I think it does remove one of the most worrying aspects of free will.
Be weak.
We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, and you're inside The Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM. Hope you're enjoying the program. We're exploring free will today, of course, setting intentions as well as fearlessness, but asking the questions we need to ask before we can move forward. And it's always a investigation, almost, or inquiry into next steps, or what are we going to do? Well, we've got to ask some questions first and then make our choice and move forward. And some of the pieces we've heard talk a little bit about, well, how can you possibly know what's coming? And some saying, well, no, you can't. And some saying, well, you can at least create some intentions, stay focused, move forward, and see the result. And that I have seen personally, and works for me. But do your research. Do your research and try different things. Take what works for you and discard the rest. So we've got this idea of fearlessness and moving forward. And this is also taken from the Mayan Oracle, and this is called the Magical Child, and it relates to the energy of the day as it relates to free will. And in their system, one of the tools are similar to astrology, where you're born on certain days, there's certain energy, certain days, certain tones, and a certain wiring according to this system that people are born under. And it's one of the systems I found to be pretty accurate. And this one is taken from today, and it's Kib, C-I-B, and it goes a little something like this. Receiving keys is an acknowledgement that you are already a dedicated journeyer on the path that unites heart and mind in devotion to the divine. Have you reached a point in your life where you want to know the answer to a profound question or yearning? Ask yourself simply, what is the truest desire of my heart in this moment? I am the song seeking the root of truth. Then claim your natural ability to commune with cosmic consciousness. Keith, the mystic ferryman on the return path to the stars, offers you the gift of his staff. As a connection point between the earth plane and the divine, this staff represents a conduit for communication with all that is. Open yourself to receive this gift, Sid's great gift. Such transmissions are being offered to you through a process of grace, requiring no effort on your part. Simply focus on the staff as a metaphor of your inner truth. Plant it within yourself. Let it grow and bloom there like a flowering tree. Keep also asks you to look at issues of trust. Do you trust in your ability to feel and allow clear guidance from spirit? Trust is your access code to divine guidance. Do you trust in others to find their own perfect path? Do you trust in your own gifts and abilities? Through trust, you offer the gift of your mystical connection to cosmic consciousness. Claim it as your birthright. In the shadow of Keeb, you may doubt your connection to your essence self, your inner voice. Are you listening for the roar of a lion and not perceiving the precious subtle whisperings from within? If you feel unsure of your connection to guidance, focus on the ferryman's staff. Heal and release your fear and self-doubt. Trust that you can receive clear inner teaching. You know when something rings true for you. Use this knowing in the situation at hand, whatever it is. In Keeb's shadow, you may feel separated from guidance or galactic intelligence. Remember that the gateway to galactic truth is not out there, but within you. In reunion with cosmic consciousness, trust your mystical intelligence. Claim your birthright of moment-by-moment guidance. Trust your inner voice of knowing that hears, feels, and senses these promptings and divine signals. Trust your feelings. Open yourself as a direct conduit for the reception of cosmic transmissions. Practice meditation to strengthen your connection with spirit. Tune in when you have strong feelings, and the touch of spirit will lead you back to trusting your own cosmic knowing. And that is key. So whether you are resonating with some of the terms utilized in some of these readings, as I said, take what resonates with you and discard the rest. Let's move forward now with our journey as it relates to free will, some excerpts taken from The Art of You. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone, on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network. One of the aspects of The Art of You deals with reducing stress levels, and there are so many components to it. But one way, succinctly, is creating boundaries so that you're only allowing in what you want to come in to your space and your environment. So you're learning to create the boundaries, manage the boundaries in ways that ultimately by default reduces stress and a whole lot of other external factors that are usually coming in. Part of how we do this is the grand plan made up of the technosphere, which draws us away from our innate nature. It's the big machine that's running outside of us, technology and just a whole lot of systems that have nothing to do with nature or with our natural biorhythms and so forth. Marketing and media imprint a tone and an intention that doesn't take into account the human existence. Also sending a message that we are all uniform, we're robots, and we should live our lives a specific way. Images, colors, attached and sounds have an effect on us, and they are used in media and marketing to set intentions that may or may not truly be in alignment with who we are. These distractors they're everywhere. If we unplug, we can better see and hear our inner voice, or what I call the whisper of our essence. It is always there, often drowned out by a multitude of louder voices, but if we're practicing being more conscious of our own authenticity, the voice becomes more audible, accessible, and we become more attuned with it. Once this occurs, we can allow it to guide our thinking and our lives. A lot of people do this through meditation, but there are many different ways to do this. And many of us are allowing the external grand plan to direct our thoughts versus our inner whisper directing our thoughts, words, and actions. And so that is one aspect of the Art of You and some of the practices. You know, one of the simple questions we ask a lot is, you know, who are you? Do you know? It sounds like a strange thing to some, but more and more people are beginning to ponder that very question. At some point in everyone's life, or a variety of specific points throughout life, we begin to ask this question. At some point, it's just the question we are ready to ask, and perhaps more importantly, we are actually ready to attempt at answering it. And we begin to ask questions, more questions, so that we can do that. In the simple sense, when someone asks you who you are, they want to know your name. As we begin to accumulate more and more experiences throughout our lives, there seems to be more of a focus on who we really are or who we're truly becoming. In other words, who have you or I shown up to authentically be at this particular time, and what is the purpose, you know, of our presence? So we ask, is there something in particular you would like to express, create, invent, demonstrate, share, or contribute to the world? And often we can begin to discover clues about who we are and why we're here by reflecting on the things that make us the most happy, as well as the things that we spent time doing when we were children, without a care in the world. Another reference could be things that we seem to get lost in, or time appears to stop when we're in the midst of doing that particular thing. And oftentimes, people also describe these very special things as things they would do, whether they're being compensated to do them or not. And they can be described as our strengths, passions, gifts, or talents. Whatever that contribution is to be, you know, we're naturally wired for, is a good place, great place to start. And we just have to do a little bit of research on us to find out what makes us tick and what lies within. And that's what The Art of You is about, building your inner empire, and really through an inventory of assessment of, you know, what's already there, what is lying dormant, what is there that we're conscious of and that we can truly, you know, nurture, embrace, nurture, and strengthen and release it upon the world. And I truly believe the world awaits each of us to deposit our own unique currency into its creative bank of innovation and ideas, which ultimately become real. many of us are used to doing research on everything external, you know, especially with all the search engines now, Google, Yahoo, and other things. It's designed within our current technology to do that. You know, libraries are also still a viable method for those who appreciate that medium of acquiring data. However, when it comes to acquiring data about ourselves, researching who we might be, discovering our true selves, going beneath the surface of smiles and makeup or light conversation, we tend to not even give it a second thought. We just sort of go through life taking steps, making decisions, and creating relationships without much regard or conscious thought to why we do what we do, or if there's a true purpose to what we are engaged in any moment in time, day after day, month after month, year after year. These are things to begin to explore as we move forward. You know, someone said, to thine own self be true. And I just think those are amazing words to those of us who honor them. And I think to truly be true to ourselves, we must first love ourselves. And secondly, we can allow our inner guidance systems to actually direct our lives, made up the soul, intuition, the mind, the heart, you know, our greater, higher power that we may be in partnership or that we allow to guide us. It's all part of the inner guidance system. And I think it could be that the heart holds the key to heaven's door. You know, what is your truest desire is the first question. And that being the key to heaven's door, your heaven of not the heaven in the skies, but the heaven on earth or the heaven within each of us. I believe it's through our heart's desire that our dreams become real. And I've seen it in my own life. And so I encourage folks, it's pretty simple. Be honest, you know, with yourself. Don't be afraid to speak your truth, to be your true self, and to be who you truly are. I think it only limits the world's true potential when we do that, because by default we can make a contribution that improves the greater whole. In some cases we don't know who we are, but in some cases we've known someone else's truth for so long we can't even remember, you know, that far back. But we can peel away the layers, and make our way through a maze of emotional baggage, denial, destructive mental thought patterns, and other issues to find our true selves. And it's worth the effort. Discover your truth and your passion, or at least seek it out. Find your truth, declare it, embrace it, and live it. Consider that it's the very reason that we could be here. Some say the spirit of our ancestors is stronger than ever now and it can assist us and support us in the healing of old wounds and such. Whether you believe any of that or not, trusting a finely tuned inner guidance system, I think, is a key to a fulfilled life full of freedom, peace, love, health, and joy. And regardless of how life looks through the eyes of pain, each experience, you know, we have up until a particular point in time has a purpose, a perfection, a lesson, and what seems to be a divine appointed time coded within it, so that in the face of death, divorce, destruction, all of that, if you can trust that all of it is a part of the elegantly intelligent plan of the infinite creator or higher power source, changes your whole perception of things. And the challenge has been to hold a perception that allows the transformation and growth and spiritual evolution that we're looking for to occur versus the perception of the victim, that something has happened to me and someone did something to me. And but we know that wherever there's death, there is a beginning, a rebirth. And we have an opportunity to stop playing the same patterns and to graduate emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, allowing us to take a new path. And we have the gifts and the power to create our heart's desire. I think that our Creator made sure of it. And the question is, do you love yourself enough to walk through that door?
I think the hidden agenda, and not so hidden very often, for all of this is concern about free will. I think that at the bottom of the barrel, what people are really worried about is that if we have an entirely naturalistic and ultimately, in a certain sense, mechanistic at the nano level, at the protein level, if we have a mechanistic theory of consciousness, this will show that, oh my gosh, we don't have free will, and then life has no meaning, and I can't be responsible for my best or worst deeds. And that doesn't follow. But fear that it would follow rattles people and deflects them from taking these ideas seriously because they really don't want them to be true. My approach to that is to challenge that desire and say, no, everything you want or should want in the way of free will, you can have on this picture. There's some traditional notions of free will that turn out to be impossible on this view. Tough. But why do you want them? They're not important. They are simply ill-founded desires. The varieties of free will worth wanting, you can have. And so take a deep breath, relax, and let's figure out how it's done. For billions of years on this planet, there was life, but no free will. Physics hasn't changed, but now we have free will. The difference is not in physics, has nothing to do with determinism or indeterminism. It has to do with, ultimately, with biology, particularly evolutionary biology. What has happened over those billions of years is that greater and greater competences have been designed and have evolved. And the competence of a dolphin or of a chimpanzee, the cognitive competence, the sort of mental competence, is hugely superior to the competence of, you know, a lobster or a starfish. But ours dwarfs the competence of a dolphin or a chimpanzee, perhaps even greater extent. And there's an entirely naturalistic story to tell about how we came to have that competence or those competences. And it's that can do, it's that power that we have, which is natural, but it's that power which sets us aside from every other species. And the key to it is that we don't just act for reasons, we represent our reasons to ourselves and to others. The business of asking somebody, why did you do that? And the person being able to answer is a very simple and it's an everyday phenomenon, but it is the key. And it is the key to responsibility. And in fact, the word responsibility sort of wears its meaning on its sleeve. We are responsible because we can respond to challenges to our reasons. Why? Because we don't just act for reasons. We act for reasons that we consciously represent to ourselves. And this is what gives us the power and the obligation to think ahead, to anticipate, to see the consequences of our action, to be able to evaluate those consequences in the light of what other people tell us, to share our wisdom with each other. No other species can do anything like it. And it's because we can share our wisdom that we have a special responsibility. It's, as the old tag would have it, it's noblesse oblige. We have the power, and that's what gives us the obligation. And that's what makes us free in a way that no bird is free.
Newtonian determinism says that the universe is a clock, a gigantic clock that's wound up at the beginning of time, and it's been ticking ever since according to Newton's laws of motion. So what you're going to eat 10 years from now on January 1st has already been fixed. It's already known using Newton's laws of motion. Einstein believed in that. Einstein was a determinist. Does that mean that a murderer, a horrible mass murderer, isn't really guilty of his works because it was already preordained billions of years ago? And Einstein said, well, yeah, in some sense that's true. Even mass murderers were predetermined. But, he said, they should still be placed in jail. Heisenberg then comes along and proposes the Heisenberg uncertainty principle and says, nonsense. There's uncertainty. You don't know where the electron is. It could be here, here, or many places simultaneously. This, of course, Einstein hated because he said God doesn't play dice with the universe. Well, hey, get used to it. Einstein was wrong. God does play dice. Every time we look at an electron, it moves. There's uncertainty with regards to the position of the electron. So what does that mean for free will? It means in some sense we do have some kind of free will. No one can determine your future events given your past history. There's always the wild card. There's always the possibility of uncertainty in whatever we do. So when I look at myself in a mirror, I say to myself, what I'm looking at is not really me. It looks like me, but it's not really me at all. It's not me today, now. It's me a billionth of a second ago, because it takes a billionth of a second for light to go from me to the mirror and back.
That was Michio Kaku, our famous physicist. And we also heard from Danielle Devitt throughout the program and Richard Holton with excerpts on free will and consciousness. We also heard excerpts from the Art of You series, which will be coming forth frequently in our next programs, Art of You cafes online, as well as Art of You workshops. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Conscious Cafe Inside the Conscious Zone, your conscious connection to a new dimension in thought and knowledge for the mind, body, spirit, and earth. Hope you've enjoyed our explorations this afternoon. I've certainly had fun. Our explorations of free will, setting intentions, being fearless, so many other great things we could find out about ourselves if we make a different choice. I encourage you and dare you to give that a shot as you go about your week this week. Continue to celebrate the power of conscious choice. The email is info@theconsciouscafe.net. That's info@theconsciouscafe.net for more information, for comments about programs or ideas about future programs. Thanks again for being with us. Take good care. Be well. And remember to celebrate the power of conscious choice. This is Aja signing off for this edition of The Conscious Cafe Inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM. Conscious Living Omni Media Group, healing humanity through media. Join us next week as we spend time with Lisa Michaels of the Natural Rhythms Institute, learning more how to utilize the elemental forces to align with our purpose and create the life we want to live. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Bye-bye. This is WMRN, the Women's Movement Radio Network, at JeneAisenstrauss.com.